As we get set, we get the second half started. Audrey Peak scores. She's now got 14 on the game. It's 43-2. 7:35 to go here in the third quarter. Lebo out with their original starting five of Audrey Peak, Brooklyn Jones, Katie Ott, Abby Jones, and Sage Hadley in the steal. And they get the ball down to Sage Hadley, and Hadley just hands it off. They're just running a little bit of a spread here. Now ball goes right side to Katie Ott. Gives it back up to Brooklyn Jones. Three-pointer off the glass is good. I think coach is like, why are you shooting that, Brooklyn? And she kisses it off the glass and good. This time it's Abby Jones that will stand in the corner on the defensive end. And then Lebo playing man-to-man. One thing I hope this doesn't do is get Lebo out of some weirdness when they go into playing on Friday, because they'll need everybody Friday night to be in full tilt to come up with another steal. Don't forget, we'll have the boys' action on tomorrow night here on Mix 104.9 when it'll be at 8 o'clock tomorrow. Jumper's up, no good by Sage Hadley, and the rebound comes down to Pawnee Heights. We'll have the Lebo boys tomorrow night at 8 o'clock when they'll take on Beloit St. John's. Beloit St. John's girls, by the way, were a winner here earlier tonight, 44-40. The first semifinal game on Friday, we'll have Hanover versus Beloit St. John's, and Lebo will take on, we're going to have a turnover down their midcourt, backcourt violation on Julissa Torres for Pawnee Heights. And, yeah, the winner of this game will take on the winner coming up here in just a little bit between South Haven and Buckland. That game will be at 6 o'clock Friday night. Lebo with the basketball. They get the ball inside. Layup good by Sage Hadley. She's got 13. And the lead's extended to 48-2. 5:39 to go here in the third quarter. Ball goes to the right side on Specker. They get the ball in the hand. Hand shot blocked by Brooklyn Jones. Rebound comes down into Sage Hadley. Sage Hadley gets it down the court. Picks up her dribble. Gives the left side to Ott. Back up to Hadley. Right side it goes. Abby Jones for three. No good. Rebound out two. Amspacher for Pawnee Heights. And now they get the ball picked up by Hands. Hands tries to get it over to Amsbecker, and it's ball thrown away. Turnover at least 23 or 24. 48-2. Don't forget, if you want to listen to Emporia High Lady Spartans, you can tune in to 1400 KVOE. It's a three-pointer up, no good by Audrey Peak. Rebound by Katie Ott. And Amsbecker, and it's tied up. It will go over to Pawnee Heights. As Emporia High will be taking on Andover tonight at 8 o'clock at White Auditorium. So if you're in Emporia, get down to White Auditorium and support the Lady Spartans. Ball goes. Now we're going to get a timeout called by Pawnee Heights. We'll take a timeout too. 4:37 to go here in the third quarter. Lebo 48, Pawnee Heights 2, back after this 30-second timeout on Mix 104.9.
Lebo State Basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. By GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 344-0661. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Mix 104.9.
Abby hands with it. She gives the ball over. Three-pointers up and no good by Amspacher. Rebound comes out of bounds. It's going to be off of Brooklyn Jones. Now, don't forget tomorrow on Country 101.7 at 2 o'clock, it'll be the Opie Eagles against Centralia from the Class 1A State Tournament in Dodge 1A Division 1. Basket is good by Kelly Amspacher. So Callie Amsbacker's on the board for Pawnee Heights. Ball goes to the right side. They get it in underneath to Sage Hadley. Back out to Jones. Jones in the left corner. Gets it up. Now they get it to Hadley. Hadley goes to the right side to Peek. Peek over to Hadley. Layup's no good. Rebounded by Hadley. Put back up. No good. Rebound to Pawnee Heights. Wholesale substitutions coming in for Lebo the next break. And almost a steal out by Sage Hadley. Now Michael Deeker will be out there on the call tomorrow for the Opie Eagles. Now Jones, they come up with the steal. Jones gives it down to Sage Hadley. Sage Hadley layup, good. And now a timeout being called here by Lebo coach Patrick Gardner. We'll take a timeout. 3:24 to go in the third quarter. Lebo 50, Pawnee Heights 4. Back after this 30-second timeout, you're listening to Lebo playoff action on Country Mix 104.9.
Lebo State Basketball being brought to you by Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174. Let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. The Lebo Booster Club, they back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves! And Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville.
Mix 104.9.
Pawnee Heights with the basketball. Shots up and no good by Amsbacher. Now here comes Lebo with the basketball. It's Alley Peek on the left side, shot blocked by Hands. Hand with it up top, gets the ball to the right side. Now they try to get it in underneath, ball stolen away. Coming up with the steals, Cassidy Potter. Potter gets it down the court. Gets it on the right side to Elena Milan. Milan gives it over left side to Crouch. Crouch gives it back over to Milan. Milan in the right corner to Conradi. Back over to Crouch. Now to Conradi. Back up top to Milan. Left side. Now back over to Milan. Milan gets it right side. Three-pointer. We're going to get a traveling call, actually, on Allison Conradi. And now in the game will be Ali Peek for Lebo. Also, Shaylee Crouch is in the game. And Hannah Carpenter in the game. And 50-4, the Lebo with the lead. 2:20 to go here in the third quarter. We will have a running clock in the fourth. Ball goes to the right side. Now gets back up to Amspotter. Gets it in underneath the Hands. Hands turns around, shots up, no good. But she's fouled. That foul is going to be on Hannah Carpenter, her first. Free throw line is up and good by Abby Hands. Abby Hands with 3 points on the night. Second free throw is up and good. Now they get the ball up top, swinging around the left side, back up, right side. Peek has it, gives it up. Milan, left side to Crouch. Crouch gives it the right side to Peek. Now jumpers up and no good by Elena Milan. Rebound comes down to Abby Hands for Pawnee Heights. 1:39 to go here in the third quarter, 50-6. Lebo with the lead. Ball goes into Hands. Hands kicks it out left side. Shots up and no good by Torres. And now Lebo with the rebound, and they throw the ball behind Alley Peek. Turnover by the Wolves. So the Lebo Wolves, they got their eyes set on Hanover. Now the jumper's up and no good. They met each other in the 1A Division II state volleyball tournament with Lebo coming out on top. Ball goes to the right side. Conradi. Conradi gets it back up. Now it's Shaylee Crouch. Crouch gives it to Conradi. Conradi, spin move, gets it back out to Crouch. Now goes to the left side to Allie Peak. They get an inside shot, is up and no good by Hannah Carpenter. Rebound two. Pawnee Heights, hands with it, gets across the timeline. Hand goes to the right side. Got to give the girls, now Armspetter's shot, three-pointers up, no good. Got to give the kids from Pawnee Heights a lot of credit. They are with four, just playing with four, but they are playing hard. Ball goes inside, back out it goes to Milan. Milan gets it in the left corner. Now Abby Peak gives it over right side to Milan. Milan gets it inside. Conradi drives in, shots up, no good, and she's fouled by Abby Hand. That should be the third foul on Abby Hand. At the line shooting two, it's Allison Conradi. She was one of two in the first half. First free throw's up and good. Yeah, they're just plugging away. I really would have liked to have seen the second free throw's up and no good. Rebound out of bounds to Lebo's off of Abby Hands. No, they're going to say it's over to Pawnee Heights. I would have liked to have seen Pawnee Heights with Olivia Hands, their 6'3 junior. That is actually, they're saying, is pretty good. But Abby Hands, long three-pointers up, no good. And that does it for the third quarter. After three, it is Lebo 51, Pawnee Heights 6. We'll be back with the third quarter after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to Lebo playoff action on Mix 104.9.
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by MT Networks. Looking for a fast, reliable internet company you can trust? MT Networks brings internet opportunities to their neighbors in Greenwood and Coffee Counties. Sign up for MT Networks today at mantill.com. Henry out with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs, 620-437-7340. And Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters the most, proudly serving the Lebo and Madison communities.
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Fortner, and staff wish the Lebo Wolves good luck.
Mix 104.9.
51-6, Lebo with the lead as we begin the fourth quarter. The Lady Wolves will be playing on Friday night at 6 o'clock. Normally we don't say that at the start of the fourth quarter, but this one is, it is not in doubt. Ball gets inside, they get it back up to Sierra Crouch. Sierra Crouch, three-pointer, no good. Rebound, pulled down. Pulled that tied up, and so it'll go over to Pawnee Heights. Leading scorer for Lebo after three was Sage Hadley with 17. Now three-pointer is up and no good by Ibarra. The rebound comes down to Lebo. With it, it's Sierra Crouch, the right side. Now the Wolves boys team will try to make sure that we'll all be out here for a couple games on Saturday. When they play tomorrow night, you'll be able to hear it on Mix 104.9. Ball gets inside. Back out to Sierra Crouch for three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Abby Hand for Pawnee Heights. She gets it across the timeline. Ball goes to the left side. Amspecker tries to get it in the hand. Hand doesn't come up with it. Shot is up and no good by Jarissa Torres. And here comes Lebo with it. Ball goes to right side to Sierra Crouch. Sierra gives the ball left side to Milan. Milan gets it in the paint. Now they get it left side. The right side it goes to Sierra Crouch. A long jumper's up. No good. Rebound out of bounds. Going to be off the hands of Cassidy Potter. Cassidy Potter has 5 points tonight off the bench. So a good night for the freshman coming in, seeing some duty. The ball goes down the right side to Ibarra. Ibarra gives it back up to Amstocker. Amstocker to Ibarra. Now three-pointer up by Abby Hands. No good. Rebounded, put up, and no good by Torres. And here comes Lebo. Lebo basically playing 4-on-4. Always putting one player out in the corner. Ball goes to the right side to Elena Milan. Milan gives it over left side to Crouch. Now three-pointers up and no good by Sierra Crouch. Rebound in the hands, though, of Cassidy Potter. Back up to Shaley Crouch. Now it goes to the right side. They get it in underneath the Potter. Potter shots up, no good. And rebound to Abby Hand. It looked like it got blocked from behind. And now three-pointer from the right side is up and no good by Ibarra. Rebound, though, by Hand. She gets a shot off, no good. Rebound to Shaley Crouch. Now on the right side, it's going to be Elena Milan. She gives it back up to Shaley Crouch. Right side to Milan. Milan, they get the ball inside to Carpenter. Carpenter back up to Shaley Crouch. Her three-pointer's no good. And then a rebound by Torres. Torres would have easily got called for traveling on that had we been in the running clock situation. Now ball left side, jumpers up and no good by Torres. Rebounded by Lebo. So the Lady Wolves trying to, they'll be in Friday night's semifinal game. Now the ball gets in underneath, back up top. Now it goes left side to Elena Milan. Milan gives it back up to Shaley Crouch. Shaley Crouch gets it inside. Now Shaley Crouch had it up top. Right side to Sierra Crouch. Sierra back up to Shaley. Now they go left side to Elena Milan. Right side jumpers up and no good. Rebound put back up, no good by Sierra Crouch. So the Lebo Lady Wolves will take on the winner of Buckland and South Haven, which will be the game here at 8 o'clock tonight. Here comes Potter. Potter gives it over left side. Now Shaley Crouch, right side to Potter. Potter's jumper's up, no good. Rebound to Bonnie Heights. Hand with it. Cross the timeline. Left side jumper's up. Three-pointer's up and no good by Amsbetter. Rebound and pulled down by Ibarra. Ibarra gets it inside the hand. Hand shot is up, no good. Rebound out of bounds to Pawnee Heights. I don't know why they stopped the clock. But now in the game, Allison Conrady back in the game along with Allie Peake. Jumper up from the right side's up, no good. Rebound out of bounds. Oh, I guess there's no running clock here at State. But they're kind of doing it that way. The inbounds pass comes in. Three-pointer, jumper's up, no good by Onspotter. Now rebound comes out to her. She gets the ball in the hand. Foul is on Hannah Carpenter, her second personal. Shot is up and no good from Torres. And here comes Lebo with it. Elena Milan gives it back up to Allie Peake. Allie Peake goes to the left side to Shaley Crouch. Right side, Elena Milan. Now jumper by Peake is up, no good. Rebound goes to Abby Hand for Pawnee Heights. Hand gets it across the timeline. Now the jumper is up and good by Jalissa Torres. Jalissa Torres with her first two. And that brings up a nice ovation from the Pawnee Heights crowd. They get the ball in underneath. Back out up top. Jumper is up and no good. Rebound by Hand. Hand has it. Gets the ball to the right side to Ibarra. Back up to Hand. Now three-pointers up and no good by Answater. Put back up and good by Abby Hand. So it's 51-10. And believe it or not, this game has not even been that close. Ball goes to the right side. Now they get it back up. Now with it is Conradi. Conradi gets it over to Abby Peak. Abby Peak gets it in the right corner to Milan. Milan gets it into Abby Peak. Back out. Three-pointer by Conrad. He's up and good. Allison Conradi with five for 1:22 to go here in the ball game. Now, like I said, we'll be back up here tomorrow night at 8 o'clock for Lebo Boys taking on Beloit St. John's, the battle between the Wolves and the Blue Jays. We'll have pregame at about 7:40, and then a jumper's up and good by Jalissa Torres. She's got four. Peak, left side it goes. Shaylee Crouch, three-pointers up, no good. Rebound two. Milan. Milan gives it back up to Crouch. Crouch gives it the right side. Now they get in underneath. Back up to Crouch. Left side it goes to Elena Milan. Jumper's up, no good. Rebound put back. They get it to Molde Milan. She gives it in the Peak. Peak goes to the left side. Layup, good by Allison Conradi. She's got seven. And 23 seconds to go. The Lebo Lady Wolves going to go to 24-0 on the season. And now three-pointers up, no good. Here comes Lebo on the break. They get the ball down to Peak. Abby Peak is just going to stop and hold the ball. Kick it back out. Coach, she wanted to. I like that, though, Abby. You didn't need to get more points there. And the final score tonight, Lebo 56, Pawnee Heights 12. We'll be back with the Rich Door Company post-game show following this three-minute timeout on Mix 104.9.
Lebo State Basketball being brought to you by Tri-County Real Estate. Carmen Mackey provides outstanding personalized service to buyers and sellers in Lebo and the surrounding area. Call Carmen at 620-341-0838. USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. And Wolf Car Wash and Dog Wash in Lebo, helping you outshine the competition and get your car clean. Check out their automatic wash, three self-serve bays, and dog wash. Go Wolves!
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by Plumbing by Spellman, 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
Lebo State Basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. By GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 344-0661. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Lebo State Basketball being brought to you by Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174. Let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. The Lebo Booster Club, they back the pack. proud supporters of Lebo students and all their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves! And Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville.
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by MT Networks. Looking for a fast, reliable internet company you can trust? MT Networks brings internet opportunities to their neighbors in Greenwood and Coffee counties. Sign up for MT Networks today at mantill.com. Henry out with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs, 620-437-7340. And Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters the most, proudly serving the Lebo and Madison communities.
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Fortner, and staff wish the Lebo Wolves good luck.
It's time now for the Rich Dork Company postgame show, brought to you by the Rich Dork Company. Residential, commercial, garage door sales and service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
Happy St. Patrick's Day from KFFX Emporia, Mix 104.9.
The Lebo Lady Wolves advance to Friday night's semifinal game with a 56-12 victory over the Pawnee Heights Tigers. For Pawnee Heights, they finished the year 10-14. They were led in this game by Abby Hands with 6 points, 4 points from Julissa Torres, and 2 points from Callie Amspackler. They shot 5 of 36 inside the arch. They were 0 for 10 from 3-point range, so overall 5 of 46 from the field. They were 2 of 4 at the free throw line. They had 37 rebounds. They actually out-rebounded Lebo 37-33. They pulled down 13 offensive rebounds and 24 defensive rebounds, so a total of 37 for the game. They committed. They had 3 assists, 4 block shots, and committed 27 turnovers. We'll be back to run down the stats for Lebo and hopefully get a chance to visit with Coach Patrick Gardner if he can find his way up here. And so we hope to have him on. But once again, the final score tonight, 56-12, Lebo with the win. We'll be back after this 3-minute timeout. You're listening to Lebo Playoff Action on Mix 104.9.
Lebo State Basketball being brought to you by Tri-County Real Estate. Carmen Mackey provides outstanding personalized service to buyers and sellers in Lebo and the surrounding area. Call Carmen at 620-341-0838. USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. And Wolf Car Wash and Dog Wash in Lebo, helping you outshine the competition and get your car clean. Check out their automatic wash, 3 self-serve bays, and dog wash. Go Wolves! Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060. Serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
Lebo State Basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. By GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 344-0661. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Lebo State Basketball being brought to you by Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174. Let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. The Lebo Booster Club, they back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves! And Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville.
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by MT Networks. Looking for a fast, reliable internet company you can trust? MT Networks brings internet opportunities to their neighbors in Greenwood and Coffee counties. Sign up for MT Networks today at madtill.com. Henry out with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. And Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters the most. Proudly serving the Lebo and Madison communities.
Mix 104.9.
Back here on the Rich Store Company postgame show in the final score tonight. Lebo 56, Pawnee Heights 12. And with me is Lebo girls basketball coach Patrick Gardner. Coach, how would you describe tonight?
That's tough. I think that anytime you're in that situation, you got to look at it from both sides. I actually didn't even know the hands girl was out until tonight. I didn't get the film from Wilson. Wasn't able to get that where she had rolled her ankle and then finished out the last 4 minutes of it. And everybody I talked to this week, scouting, I think we ended up watching six or seven films, and nobody shared any of that information with me. So, again, so it was news to me that the hands girl was out. And then to go down to five players when you just lost your best one, how are you even going to make that work for us? And then they have the player go down the four. I've never been a part of something like that before. Obviously, it's very unfortunate. I got to think about it from my seat. If I'm trying to go out there, represent my school, my community, what's the best way to be able to handle that? And then I need to make sure we're doing that on our end. And it becomes a really good teaching lesson from our girls. I don't want to say, compassion or empathy, but maybe that's what it is. Yeah. And I thought our girls handled themselves with complete class, and we did a great job with it. And, and their fans were great. They brought out a great fan base here and cheered them on and did a really nice job. So that was good to see.
What were some of the positives from your team tonight?
I thought we did a really good job of taking away the things that we had talked about taking away. Uh-huh. We got out in our press early, which we did okay. I don't know how much we'll press this week, to be honest with you, but we got out and we got some on that early. And then I thought our defense, we were really good in passing lanes. Really got up and guarded, got the flow. I thought the basketball moved well offensively, maybe moved a little bit too much, and didn't get the confidence we needed to shooting-wise. But, before we had started making subs, I think we had probably only missed one basket at that point. So, and that's what it's all about. We could probably set out here and try to go after state records, or you can just be classy and do the right thing, and that's what we chose to do tonight, and that's the way we do it.
And,
so.
I thought your backup kids, these are moments, too, that they'll remember their life.
Yeah, and that's part of it, too. You know, those girls come every single, you know, day to practice. You know, a lot of times we're trying to find JV games. There's only a half of JV games. There's only three quarters. There's only a quarter. You know, so unfortunately, you know, they've had to deal with that on the side of things. But you don't see that from the JV side. You're only worried a lot of times about that varsity matchup. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, now the shoe's on the other foot. And we saw that tonight, which gave them a great opportunity. Just the 4-on-4 was a little, you know, out of whack. And hopefully we're ready to come and play in that. You know, that doesn't carry over to anything for us on Friday.
That's what I was thinking about, too, was this, we don't want it to affect Friday.
Yeah.
But you got to come out and you got to play the kids, and you did the right thing. Patrick, I think it was great. I loved how, I mean, your kids played hard.
They did. They played hard, you know, and then there's five of them out there, which, again, if you have five, you got to play five. That's why we kept five out there after we had the four. And then, you know, they did a good job of staying there, transitioning, and then everybody taking their turn. And, you know, I'm just, you know, it's moments like this that you just look at your kids and you just understand how proud of them that you are. You know, it comes down to more than just winning basketball games at that point. And why it's tough on us, you know, it's still a life lesson learned, and I wouldn't expect it anyway from our kids.
And I saw their superintendent come over and say hi to you.
Been a long time since I've seen him. So, yeah, it was good to see him before the game. Uh-huh. And like I said, you know, their coach was great, superintendent. Yeah. Their fans were great over there.
They were.
I loved it.
They were.
They started from the start and kept engaged and tried to. And, you know, that was the one thing that really impressed us all week long on film is they only had six girls, but man, he did a really good job with them. You know, he got them in the right spot, and a lot of times they only played five anyways, but you know, and I can imagine what they have to go through mentally, physically, to try to stay in and do that. And, but awful good for them tonight, and so we'll just see.
Well, and get ready for one of these two teams here.
Yeah, we're going to stay around and see who we get on Friday night, and I'm going to tell you, either one of these teams, we're going to have to be ready to play, and we'll see what can happen.
Well, so. Patrick, congratulations again on tonight's win.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you hopefully on Friday.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ken.
Right. With me has been Lebo head girls basketball coach Patrick Gardner on the Rich Store Company postgame show, and let's give you a rundown of the stats for Lebo. They had three players in double figures tonight, led by Sage Hadley with 17, 13 from Brooklyn Jones, 12 from Aubrey Peak, 7 from Allison Conradi, 5 from Cassidy Potter, and 2 points from Abigail Jones. They shot 25 of 60 from the field. They were 3 of 16 from the three-point arch, 3 of 7 at the free throw line. They pulled down 13 rebounds, 14 offensive, 19 defensive, committed only 7 personal fouls. They also got 10 assists. That's a nice number to have. They only committed 4 turnovers. Two blocks and 19 steals tonight. So the Lebo Lady Wolves go to 24-0 on the season. And Pawnee Heights falls to 10-14. Let's see if I can get a quick update. Oh, Quinter is leading Opie 54-45. With 1:22 remaining. So the Lady Eagles had a great run at Substate, but State's going to fall a little bit short for them. Once again, the final score here, Lebo 56, Pawnee Heights 12. Like to thank our people back at the station running the ads for us tonight. Like to thank you folks for listening. Like to thank our sponsors for bringing you tonight's broadcast. From Barton Community College in Great Bend, I'm Ken Hansen saying good night. We'll see you tomorrow at 8 o'clock when the Lebo boys take on Beloit St. John's Tiptons on Mix 104.9.
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Fortner, and staff wish the Lebo Wolves good luck.
Lebo High School basketball from the 1A Division II State Tournament in Great Bend has been brought to you by Mills Tire, Rich Door Company, Cody Thurston Land Agent with Midwest Land Group, Radcliffe Propane, Hostess Brands, Plumbing by Spelman, USD 243 Lebo Waverly, Grimmett Concrete Construction, Lebo Booster Club, Van Arsdale Funeral Home, The Wolf Car Wash and Dog Wash, Moon Title and Escrow, GR Roofing, Dr. Kaylin Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, Tri-County Real Estate, Miller Granite Memorials, MT Networks, Farm Bureau Financial Services Agent Brian Fillinger, Henry Ott with Tall Grass Appraisal Services and Von Rothland Brokers, and First Choice Plumbing. Coverage of the Lebo Wolves from the 1A Division II State Tournament in Great Bend has been a sports presentation of Emporia's radio stations at KVOE.com.